But now, Pawnee kind of stood up to him. She really, all
those years. Well, she learned. She got his number early. She learned just.
He came in one day and couldn't find something that he wanted. And he was pulling out drawers and just threw it all over the floor. Everything out of the chest of drawers. Threw it out. And so Pawnee came in and she said, well, that's going to stay till you pick it up. And she didn't ever pick it up. They just went all around it.
I wouldn't pick it up.
Went round and round all these times. Oh, Lord have mercy. But DeWitt was a very devoted and good husband.
He was.
He was very devoted to Pawnee. But I was telling about DeWitt, of course, now, he's like a child. I mean, he's really. And he just lives from one meal to the next. And Pawnee still wants to give him faculties of that he used to have. He doesn't have, you know, he just hasn't got them. But anyway, it was her anniversary. So she goes in, and he was in the bed, and she said, Dee, this is our anniversary. We've been married such and so many years, you know, and he was just looking up at her. And she went on, she was very sentimental about the anniversary. And DeWitt says, what we gonna have for supper? And it made her so mad. And another time she went in that, she tell me this stuff. I said, Pawnee, when are you gonna realize that DeWitt is not the DeWitt? Your husband's gone and been gone a long time. Anyway, she went in there. And she was waiting on him and doing something for him. And he looked up and he said, where's Pawnee? She said, the head you save. Where's Pawnee? This is Pawnee. Oh, he said. And yet she'll contend to me. I don't go around there very much. I can't stand. Go and talk to DeWitt, you know.
Yeah.
DeWitt. I say, DeWitt, this is Juanita. You remember Juanita? And he said, yeah, I remember her. But he didn't know me, but he remembered Juanita, you know.
Well,
I try to communicate.
You're not the Juanita he knew.
No, I'm not the Juanita he knew, that's for sure.
We all say. I know he never does know me. But I tell him who I am every time. When he first became Bill, every time I went up there, he'd say, where's Bill?
Where's Bill? I know.
Where's Bill?
Mm-hmm. Well, one time I went to see him in the nursing home. And when I left, he said to Ruth was sitting up there with him, this woman that stays with him. He said, where's Wiggy and Pear Rich? Says, I haven't seen them in a long time. Well, he used to work for Pear Rich. Mm-hmm. And where's Wiggy? Well, see, the gear now, somehow or another, I connected him up, and he was way back in the past with Wiggy and Pear Rich. Mm-hmm. And they were too colorful characters, I can tell you. But those three men, Mr. Groh and Wiggy and Pear Rich, they kept entertainment going around there. And all the women, every time they get together, they were quoting
Mr. One of them said.
Yeah. They were quoting what Cousin Lou would tell them that Mr. Groh had done. So, as I say, I heard all those tales, and of course I don't remember all of them, but I just remember that Grandma they all took Cousin Lou's side. But every once in a while, Grandma leans toward me, and anyway, and she'd say, well, I'm going to tell you now, Lou's right aggravating. She's right aggravating. she'd always come up with that. She's right aggravating.
She'd give the man a little credit.
Mm-hmm.
But the funniest thing, well, this is not about their relationship, but it was about the sisters who used to come out there when all of them were living there. And except that one who died young, Evie, I heard of her.
What?
All of the Groh sisters.
But what was the one that died?
Evie. E-V-I-E is all I ever heard.
That's a new one on me.
Well, she died when she was about 16 or something, they said.
Okay.
Long before I ever knew anything about the family. But anyway, Aunt Callista would come from Savannah, and Aunt Betty from Columbus. And then there was Aunt Nell, Aunt Tempe, Aunt Chloe, Aunt Kathleen, and Mrs. Groh there in town.
Mm-hmm.
And they would all gather out there in Mrs. Groh's big old bedroom, mm-hmm. and sit around to talk in that big old room. Everybody just said, nobody carried family into the parlor.
Oh, no, it was always in the bedroom.
And of all the time,